We've been thinking about what our true purpose on earth is. And we started with recognizing that we all have a problem of sin. And then saw that God has created a complete, perfect solution for this problem in Jesus Christ. Then we saw that even though the free gift is available to everyone, we must still receive it in repentance and in faith. That still hasn't fully solved the problem, however. See, salvation is more than just forgiveness for what we have done in the past. Even after we are forgiven, we still have in us this attraction towards sin. And God wants to remove even that attraction towards sin from us, because that's how he is. He isn't attracted to sin. He isn't attracted to any of the things that we see here in this world. And to make us be able to have deep fellowship, that's that word I talked about in the first session, in order for us to have deep fellowship with him, he should remove even this attraction to sin from us. Let me give you an example. Imagine that you had painful boils all over your skin. And your doctor says that he can give you a medicine to remove the boils. But after you've treated one boil, it shows up in another place. And when you treat that boil, it shows up in yet another place. And so you keep going back to the doctor for more of that medicine. But then one day somebody tells you about a good doctor. And you go to him and he says, listen, the boils are actually because of a disease inside your body. And I have a permanent cure for that disease. And so you don't need the temporary boil medicine anymore. My dear friends, the disease of sin is much worse than any physical disease, because it's the disease of the soul, and that is your eternal being. And the good news is that the root problem of our sin is completely curable. You know, after we have received Christ's forgiveness, like I talked about yesterday, and our relationship with God is restored, you know, he doesn't immediately take us up to heaven to be with him. It may seem that that would be nice, but he wants us to remain in this world for two main reasons. The first is, he wants to make us completely holy like him, so that, like I said, we too can resist the power of sin. And secondly, he wants us to be his messengers to tell as many others as possible about this good news, so that they too can have their relationship with God restored. Remember how I said God is so sharing in his love, that he drew us in, and now he wants us to become like him that way as well. Let's think about these two areas briefly. The mistake that many people make after they trust Jesus to forgive their sins is that they then try to live good lives in their own strength. God never intended for us to try hard to become like him. Well, because it's impossible. Man can never attain to the standard of God's holiness. So this always results in failure and frustration and discouragement. Before I move on, I want to talk briefly about discouragement. See, this is something that God does not want you to have. Even if you have tried and failed, and tried and failed numerous times to obey God, the most important thing is that you always get back up. Remember this, always get back up. I want to give you a little example from my own life. I have 6 children, and with each of them, when they were toddlers, they learned to walk. And they did this by slowly standing up shakily and then trying to take one step, after which they would teeter, trying to balance themselves, and then they would fall. And I would watch what my child would do next, because that was the most important moment of their learning to walk. After a little while of laying there, my child would slowly stand up and try to walk again. This always brought a smile to my face, and this is exactly how God is toward you, my dear friend. No matter how many times you have tried and failed, what makes God extremely happy is to see you get up and trust him again. So if you're ever tempted to feel discouraged because you've tried so many times and failed, get up one more time and pray to God for strength. He will help you. But as I was saying, failure comes through trying to do good in our own strength. After Jesus died and rose again, he went up to heaven where he is preparing things for us to join him there. That's now our real home. But from there, he sends us power to follow him. This power comes from the Holy Spirit, who begins to live within us after we receive Jesus. And without this power in us, we are completely helpless. Take this glove, for example, that I have here. It's useful for many purposes, but with one important condition. It must have a hand inside it. Without the hand, the glove simply hangs there, lifeless. It's good for nothing. If I drop it, it's just going to fall. But the moment I put my hand inside it, the glove becomes useful, extremely useful. It can protect my hand from getting burned. It can keep me warm. It can help me catch a ball. If you played cricket, you see why wicket keepers wear gloves. Goalkeepers wear gloves in football. But what makes this glove useful is the hand inside it. After we receive Christ, our life can be described like this verse in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, where Paul, who had this experience of his life being turned around, says this: "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." And this is the secret, the power of Christ in me, helping me to be pleasing to God. So as you go through life now, instead of doing whatever you feel like doing, stop and ask Jesus to fill you with his power so that you will only do what he wants you to do. Whatever the hand does, the glove yields to. I hope you'll always remember this picture of the Christian life. In addition to the Holy Spirit, God has also given us the Bible to help us. There may be a lot of wise things in other books in the world, my friends, but this is the only book in the world whose words actually have power. I can testify to that for my own life. So read it as often as you can. Even if you don't fully understand all that you are reading, simply by reading it in faith, something will happen. It's like food. You don't have to understand how your stomach works or how food actually works, but as long as you eat it, your body will become strong. So as you read your Bible regularly and obey whatever God speaks to you from it, you will grow little by little. I mentioned a second reason that God has kept us here on the earth, and that is to try to draw as many others to this wonderful life of following Jesus as possible. If you are following Jesus this way, then ask him to give you boldness to tell at least one other person, maybe a classmate or a neighbor or a relative, a cousin maybe, about what God has done in you and what he wants to do for others. Let me close with this, my friends. God loves you more than you can imagine and more than I could ever describe. And the more you realize this, the more you long to be near him, as near as this glove is to my hand, and to become a little bit more like him every day. He will surely help you.